Today is October 22nd, 2001. The time is currently 15:40 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson, ID 2238. And I'm talking to... He resides at... City of Thousand Oaks. As I'll refer to him, is a witness of the officer-involved shooting that occurred on October 13th, 2001. The interview is taking place in his backyard. The report number for this investigation is 2001-91028. Okay. And just for the purposes of the tape, your full name... And your date of birth... Start off with some easy questions.
Okay.
How long have you known Thomas Patton?
About 2 years or so since they rented the house over there. I moved in. They used to live behind Boyer.
Okay. And when you say the house that they rent in, you mean the house?
Correct. Uh huh.
Okay. And during the time that you've known them, would you consider yourself to be good friends with Tom, or just Tom, or just acquaintances?
Just neighborhood acquaintances.
Okay. And from the time that you've known, have you ever heard of or been aware of any problems that's occurred at her residence?
Yes.
And what type of problems?
Spousal abuse.
And could you remember any specific incidents of abuse that you remember in particular?
No, I only really started to notice it of late because I was trying to help her, and she was aware of it, I think, before any of us were.
And you're referring to
her? Correct, uh-huh. And she kind of brought it to our attention, and then I got to notice it more and more and more, and it was getting more and more frequent.
How long ago was it when you first noticed it? When you first noticed that she was...
Probably a couple of months, but, you know, a lot of people had suspicions that there was something wrong prior to that because of her physical actions.
How so?
She walked with a list to one side, and things that just aren't normal that she didn't have when she moved in.
Have you ever seen her with any injuries on her body?
Yes.
What type?
Well, on the day of the shooting, she had a golf ball-sized knot on her forehead.
On her left side or the right side of her forehead, do you remember?
God.
And if you don't, that's understandable.
I think it was the left side, but I really don't remember.
Okay. Have you ever seen any other injuries?
No, basically that was it, because usually when I've spoken to her in the past, she's like on the sidewalk and I'm down in the front part of the house down there. So it's hard even to hear her, you know, with the road traffic.
Personally told you about any of the problems that she had regarding spousal abuse?
Not until after the fact.
What do you mean by that?
She has never told me directly that she had problems.
Okay.
Until after the shooting.
Okay. I take it the way you learned about her problems was through your daughter.
Uh-huh.
And has Lisa, what generally you that has been occurring?
Just that it's like everyday beatings for had gone over and had a serious discussion more than one occasion with Tom and to knock it off, or for both of them to go to counseling, or it's going to wind up with somebody getting seriously hurt, which happened, or somebody's going to go to jail.
Now, does anybody live with Tom?
They have a daughter, about 15, I think.
Okay. You ever have any contact with her?
Yeah, we talk to her. She's on the track team and runs by here in the afternoons, and she's always been really friendly and outgoing.
Has she ever told you about any problems that her parents were having?
Zero. None.
Okay.
Go ahead. I think this was a well-shielded family secret for a long time.
It appears that way.
Yeah, about 15 years, I think.
What I'd like to do, and if you need a moment to recollect and get your thoughts in order, I'd like to go back to October 13th of this year, which was last Saturday, today being, what, Monday, so a week and a day ago. Do you remember the events from that day?
Basically, yeah. She's walking down the sidewalk in front of the house with her dog, and she's headed east on Flory's. And she was talking, but she had a real slur and was mumbling. And trying to find out what was wrong with her. And I could tell, because I had the profile of her, that she had a big goose egg on her forehead. But for Christ's sake, she got a golf ball on her head. So looked at it and brought her down to the house and put some ice and stuff on it and talked to her to find out what was happening.
Did you overhear the conversation between?
No, that was just between those two. And it wasn't too long after that, I guess, said he should call 911 for
it. Okay. Where did go when they decided that the police should be called?
I think they were still standing on the sidewalk up there.
Okay. Do you know if they made the call from inside the house or if they had like a phone outside?
I honest to God don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Let's stop for a second. What I'd like you to do now, if you could, is think back and tell me what your next recollection is regarding October 13th.
Okay, that would be the arrival of the first squad car, which was, I don't know who the guy is, he's an Asian fella, kind of small stature. Then there was a second car that showed up with a bigger guy, with a crew cut, quite large.
And where did they park?
They parked across the street at, I think it's there.
So they parked across the street from your residence on Avenue Bills,
correct?
Okay.
And they came down and they talked.
Now, outside when they first got here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they told us to stay put. They started to go across the street.
Was it just the two deputies at that point?
Yes, at that point it was just two.
Did you hear any conversation between the deputies and
Absolutely none.
Okay. Did the deputies make any comments as to what they were going to do when they left?
Not that I heard, no.
Okay.
Then they went across the street.
To Flory's?
Correct. And I told my daughter next door, she's a
okay.
And I told her to get the kids in the house and off the street because it's going to be ugly. And the kids don't need to see it.
And if I could just interrupt you for a moment, why would you say that? Why would you
because
say it's going to be ugly?
90% of these are combative.
Okay.
So, I mean, even if it was a nice arrest, they usually wound up getting drugged from the house on their knees and feet. And, I mean, everyone I've ever seen was out. I never seen anybody just walk out of the house on one.
Yeah. Now, when the deputies went over to Avenue to De Los Flores, did you see how they entered the house?
Vaguely. And it looked as though they were invited into the house.
Were you still in your front yard observing this?
Yes.
Okay. Did both deputies go into the house?
I honestly, God, couldn't tell you.
Oh, that's fine. Do you remember them saying anything, them being the deputies, do you remember the deputies saying anything at the front door to
If they did, I don't think it was audible here.
Okay. What happened next?
The next thing, all of this kind of gets sketchy. they went into the house, and they were in there for a few minutes, it seemed like.
Were you still in the front yard of your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they came out of the house, and Tom was like, they were backing out of the house.
Do you know where they were backing out of the house from?
Onto that, out of the front door.
Okay.
And
the deputies were backing out the
front door. Correct.
Was Tom in front of them or behind them, or did you not see Tom as a
vehicle? They preceded Tom out the door, and then Tom came out the door.
Okay.
And he had the knife to his throat.
And could
you remember? And somehow he got ahead of them,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and he crossed the street.
Okay.
And then the officer started hollering to get in the house and lock the door.
Okay. I can stop you right there real quick. Do you remember what the knife looked like?
Yes, like a kitchen knife, probably 14, 16 inches long or so.
So it was a rather large knife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did Thomas have the knife pointed?
At his throat.
Okay. And did you hear Thomas saying anything to the deputies?
Not until he got over here.
When you originally saw them leaving, them being the deputies and Tom, did you hear the deputies saying anything to Tom?
Not that I could swear to.
Okay. Do you remember what the deputies were doing?
They had their weapons drawn and they were trying to get him held in check, but he didn't check. He just came on across the street.
Could you, in your own words, tell me how you thought Tom was acting?
Depressed, erratic, bizarre.
Did you feel he was a threat?
Not until he actually physically tried to break in the house. I didn't really think that he was that much of a threat, because worst case, he could have just stuck himself in the throat, you know, and nobody would have been hurt or anything other than himself. But then when he tried to break in the front door, it's a whole new ball game. In fact, when he came across the street, it entered a whole new ball game.
Now, after he came across the street, the deputies were following him, I take it.
I think there was, by that time, one had gone out around him. I think the Asian kid had gone out around him and was on this side, and the bigger officer was on that side.
So there was one deputy on either side of him,
yeah,
behind him.
Yeah.
And was Tom walking forward, or was he walking in a backwards motion?
No.
Meaning he was walking with his back in that direction.
No, he was like pretty much just headed over here.
And he still had the knife?
Still had the knife.
And what was the knife pointed at that point?
His throat.
Now, when Thomas got to your property, what was he doing?
He wound up, he came across, he walked, I don't know if he came up this little sidewalk thing or if he was in the grass. I think the officers were in the grass, maybe he was on the little sidewalk piece. But as he got to where the walkway goes up to the street.
The walkway in front of your house?
Uh-huh. He kind of went up there a little bit and then out onto that piece of grass over there. And we were in the kitchen window watching him, and all of us. And they asked him to please put the knife down, and he wouldn't. And hollered out the window and asked him, please, Tom, stop. And Tom did stop and started to drop his arm. And then one of the officers, I don't know who it was, hollered at her to shut her mouth and get in the back of the house. So
now,
she ran into the back of the house, scared half to death, and took the back there.
Now, when Tom first started coming towards your property with the deputies, were you still in the front of your house?
Yeah, they had told us all to go in the house.
Who was outside with you?
Uh, Correct.
Okay. And how did you get inside your house?
I went around the door and walked in.
Okay. The front door was unlocked.
Correct.
And who came into the front door with you?
I think the girls came in, I came in, and then we locked the door.
Okay.
Actually, we didn't lock the door until he got right back on the front porch and tried to get in the house. Then we locked the door.
Okay. So when you guys came back into the house, you didn't lock the front door.
No.
And you, from your earlier statement, I take it you all went into the kitchen, which is adjacent to your front door.
Correct.
Okay. And from your kitchen window, you could see Tom in your front yard along with the deputies.
Yes.
And made her comments in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened after ran out of the kitchen into the back of the house?
She like they're just freaking
her?
Yeah, because Tom actually tried to break in the front door of the house.
Let's stop right there. You leave the kitchen. So I take it that leaves just you and inside the kitchen.
Correct.
What did Tom do next?
He couldn't get in the front door. Well, when he got in the front door, there was a third, when he was beaten on it, there was a third officer that showed up.
Okay.
Either just a split second before or while that was going on. I think it was a motorcycle officer, but I'm not sure. And after he pounded on the front door or slammed it or whatever he did to it, that's when he opened fire on it.
Okay. And did you see them take using their firearms at Thomas? Did you see the deputies?
I did, but it's also so gray that I don't know, honest to God, don't remember who shot, who didn't shoot, or in what order.
Were you watching this from your kitchen window?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, you say Thomas was beating on the front door, and the front door was unlocked. Had he actually opened it?
No, we jumped over there and locked it.
As
he approached the door.
Okay. So as Thomas approached the front door, before he began pounding on it, that's when Pat left the kitchen.
Correct.
And locked the front door. And did he return back to the kitchen?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And so I take it you're still looking out the window as to what's
Correct.
Going on.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you're looking out the window, do you have a clear view of the deputies and Thomas?
Yeah. They shot at him three times.
Okay.
And he was laying down on the sidewalk.
Now, when you say the sidewalk, are you referring to the sidewalk next to the street or the walkway in front of
the
front door?
The walkway right in front of the front door.
Okay. What happened next?
That for some unknown reason he got up.
Let me backtrack for just a moment. When Thomas was at your front door, do you remember him saying anything?
I think that he said he wanted to kill wanted to get in the house and kill her and take her with him.
Okay. And do you remember the deputy saying anything to Thomas?
No, I honestly don't.
Okay.
There was a lot of shouting and yelling, and and repeatedly they told him to put the knife down. Which he didn't do.
Okay.
The guys did what they got paid for. They did their job.
I understand. What happened after Thomas? You see, he hit the ground and then he got back up. What happened
Yeah, he was down briefly, and then he got up, and somebody schmecked him with a baton.
What do you mean, schmecked him with a baton?
Across the wrist. I mean, really nailed him.
Now, where
shattered his arm.
Where exactly did that occur?
Right on the front porch when he got up.
Okay. And you...
And he still had the knife.
He still had the knife.
Still had the knife.
And he was holding it in his hand? Did he point it at the deputy with the baton?
Not that I could see. Okay. But there's a recess in the porch. So you have... you have lost visibility from the kitchen windows there. There's a... gray area there that you can't see.
Now, the deputy who used his baton and struck Tom,
I think, was the third guy that came on scene.
Okay.
Whoever he was.
Now, did Thomas say anything when he was struck with the baton?
Someone in the back of my mind tells me he made some kind of a smart crack, but I don't remember what it was. Like, is that the best you got, or...
Okay.
But, you know, I don't... Like I say, a lot of this, I just don't know. Then he came around and tried to get in the backyard, which he succeeded at.
Going back, do you know which hand the deputy struck on? Which of Thomas's hands?
No, that I don't know.
Okay. What happened after the deputy struck Thomas's hand?
He proceeded to go around the house, open the gate, come into the backyard, because he wanted to get in this glass door.
So he went down the front of your house to the gate, you're indicating by pointing to
the east side of the house.
And he came down the side of your house into the backyard.
Correct.
And where were you when this was taking place?
Pat and I were locking this glass door.
Okay. And from what I've been told earlier, it locks with a pin that goes through the door into the actual car.
Correct.
So. Okay. When Thomas came into the backyard, could you hear him saying anything? Were there any deputies?
I actually didn't hear the deputies either.
Okay. So you didn't hear the deputies saying it?
No.
Were there deputies following him?
Yeah, all three of them.
Okay. And what happened next?
I think they maced him back here.
Do you know where exactly in your backyard they used the mace?
Somewhere in this area right here.
And you're indicating next to the area between the pool and the tree on the east side of your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember which deputy was that used the mace? Okay. Can you remember how many deputies were in your backyard at that time?
All three.
Okay. What happened next?
Then he was only back here briefly, and for some reason he turned and fled for home.
And which way did he flee?
Back up the side of the house.
The way he came in.
Uh-huh. Across the front of the house to the west, across Montgomery, and home, and then he was out of our vision.
Okay. And were you in, and when he fled the backyard, were you still in the living room?
No, I was in the kitchen and when he went by, going back.
Okay, so you saw him running westbound across your...
Yeah, well, it wasn't real swift, but I mean, he was moving the best he could.
Could you see if he had been injured?
Yeah, it looked to me like he had at least one gut shot and maybe three.
Okay. From the kitchen window, could you see what happened next?
No.
Can you tell me what you heard happen next?
I heard what I thought to be 11 rounds fired.
And where were those rounds fired from?
I would assume over there.
And you're pointing at 990 at your newest point. Okay. And from your kitchen window, could you see Thomas at...
Nothing.
Could you
see... For my kitchen, you can't see anything because the bathroom comes out from the house and it blocks all that off. You don't see anything over there.
So you couldn't see anything over there?
No.
And you think you heard a total of 11 rounds being fired?
There.
Okay.
And three here.
What happened next?
Basically, I think that was pretty much it. Was so scared she wound up crawling under the coffee table in the living room, trying to hide. And she's been freaked ever since. She thinks this is her fault because she's the one that dialed 911.
I understand that.
And that's going to take some time to get her straightened out.
If Thomas would have gotten to your house, what do you think he would have done?
Well, Pat and I have thought that over a few times, and we both had pretty much the same fleeting ideas. We're building a half bath in the entryway, and it's full of hammers and stuff. And we'd have probably took them on with the hammers.
Do you think Thomas would have tried to hurt anybody inside your house?
Yeah, pretty much no doubt in my mind. Yeah.
Okay. Just to ask you this, while this is all occurring at your front door, actually when this whole incident is occurring, were you in fear for your safety or the safety of your family?
No, because this kind of stuff doesn't bother me.
Okay. Were you worried for your family, though?
Yeah, tremendously. Okay. Yeah. And for the people outside as well.
Okay.
But, I've seen enough of this in my lifetime without, you know.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that you remember?
No, I just think that the guys that went over there, had they been better prepared or had some more backup, they never should have left that piece of property. Number one. But since it did, and it came over, the guys did their job. And, you know, I don't hold any grudge against them at all. They did what they got paid for, and I thank them for it.
Understood. Is there anything else? Okay. And the time is 16:02 hours.